This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to another episode of 5 Out.
You say 5 Out, what do you mean by that?
We're doing our mid-season power rankings today. Ty, Matt, and I add it all up, and we're going to let you guys know where we see everybody standing right now at the midway point of the year. And we're going to be talking about the All-Star vote. The final fan vote concludes on the 20th of January. Perk put out his selections for the All-Star game, both Eastern and Western Conference. We're going to react to what he had to say and let you guys know where we stand on everything. If you haven't already, you can leave a rating and review for the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you listen to us. And make sure you take a screenshot of your review. Send it to us at 5OutPod on Twitter or Instagram to redeem your free t-shirt.
And let's get it going.
Look, I'm just trying to be all right with it, yeah. I'm just trying to be all right with it, yeah. I'm just trying to see the light in it. I think we should take a ride with it. I'm just trying to spend the night with it, yeah. I just want to be all right with it, yeah.
All right, I'm apologizing to you right now. If I'm going to be really up and down this episode just because of the baseball stuff. It's just, I seriously can't control my emotions. Now that I've talked about it, like, somewhat publicly, I'm annoyed with everything, the way everybody's talking about it and everything.
It's a lot of surface level knowledge on the whole topic. Like,
that's what's
nobody's taking the time to like look into it at all or anything.
No, and it's and just the crime and the punishment is just
speeding not, and you're getting like, you know, 25 to life.
And then there's just the people who are and then there's the punishment, and then there's the way the public are viewing it. It's just a whole mess. But
if the Houston guys got 1 year, then of course you get life.
It's
that works.
You know, honestly though, I mean, that's why I'm glad we have basketball. We can just talk about that. We can just talk about our power rankings. Talk about Perk and him leaving Jason Tatum off of his list of all stars, which I was a little stunned by. I got to be honest. I mean, I know Perk's real and everything, or tries to be.
Yeah.
I was a little surprised that he left Tatum off of his list though. He had Brown on there. He had Kemba.
I think he had Middleton on there.
Yeah, that's right. He did have Chris Middleton.
And I'm not a Chris Middleton fan if you've ever listened to the show, but yeah. Chris Middleton's just like literally a scorer or nothing. Like, he is like a poor man's Lou Williams with like no athleticism.
Yeah. Yeah.
if that makes sense, that's who he is.
I think
he literally stands in the corner and shoots threes. That's it.
There have been years where I'm fine. I mean, there have been times where it's all right, Middleton, I can get it, but I don't agree with it usually. But right now, this is Perk's, before we get to the power rankings, midseason power rankings, Perk came up with his Eastern and Western Conference All-Stars. For the East, which just came out on the day we're recording this, I believe. Yes, he says it's Giannis, Embiid, Siakam, Butler, Kemba, Trae Young, Sabonis, Bam Adebayo, Chris Middleton, Jaylen Brown, and Kyle Lowry. And then his thing is y'all can vote. Y'all can fill in number 12.
I love the top reply, and usually the top reply on Twitter is like just nonsense, like, "Oh, my wife left me" or some bullshit like that. The first reply makes is there an argument to be made? The first guy goes, "I don't know if Trey deserves it for having the worst record in the league."
Yeah, I mean, that's what was funny is when Brad Stevens talked about his voting on, what was it? It would have been Monday night when your Bulls were in town. He said, like, that's something that I factor in, is how is their team doing?
The team's success, no fans do that.
No. But they only can, and the thing is that he's going to get the fan vote. I mean, you've seen it now. He's killing it. Honestly, though, Ty, I mean, it's an issue. I mean, and I was looking, when I were doing the power rankings, I mean, a little bit of a spoiler alert, the Hawks are one of our worst two teams in all of basketball. Obviously, their record kind of indicates that. I was thinking, like, honestly, I'm so disappointed in them that I want to put them at the bottom of the barrel, because Trae Young, I mean, for all the hype that he gets, and he's a fun player to watch.
He is.
I mean, you saw him when they were in town.
That's all they have.
But, yeah, I mean, you have John Collins and Cam Reddish. Now, Cam Reddish, I think, will become something helpful for a team at some point, but
he
suck.
He's lost right now. He's lost.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. And he's like, he has his moments. He's a rookie, though. You can't rely on that. I mean, you're supposed to rely on John Collins and Trae Young. And
they're only playing John Collins like 22 minutes a game. Like, what is that about? Right. The guy can go 18-10 every night in that 22 minutes. So how about playing him more?
He was demolishing the Celtics when he was here.
And, like, he barely got in When he got in, it was like 4 minute spurts. Well, Mike, you're coming out.
In fairness, that game, I think he hurt his back at the end. But you're right. He's still
but
not
for the
going,
season, he's averaging like 25 minutes, 27. That should be 34, 35, 36, somewhere around there. Like, well, you don't have talent. You have no talent in Atlanta. You have a talented guy, and you're not playing him as much as he should be playing.
They have nothing.
Maybe
on
they're
team.
Actually tanking and just being very transparent about it.
Maybe. I mean, maybe. So I have no problem with Giannis. Obviously, Embiid, Siakam, Butler. I think should get in. I don't know if he would be. Butler wouldn't get in on this alone if those are his 1, 2, 3, Giannis, Embiid, and Siakam, because he's a forward. So he would be a reserve. Kemba Walker deserves to be in. The guard position is weird because, obviously, we talk about Trae Young. Kyrie Irving's up there now, too. He hasn't really played a ton. Obviously, when he's been in, though, he's been great. Yeah. I mean, he came back the other night and scored 21 in 20 minutes, went 10 for 9 from the floor. It was against the Hawks. No Trae Young, but still. Then you got Bam Adebayo, Sabonis. There's a lot of forwards. I think Perk went a little bit too far with the forwards because it's the limit with the reserves. You can have three forwards, you have to have two guards, and then there are two wild cards. He only has Kyle Lowry. No, he has Kyle Lowry and Jaylen Brown, I guess, is his reserves, reserve guards. But I think that looking at this list, it should be Tatum.
Is there a missing guy of Andre Drummond? He's not on the list. He's averaging a double-double, shooting a super high percentage. He's shooting threes now.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him shoot threes against my Bulls the other night, and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Andre Drummond. Paul Pierce said he had no place in the league like 2 weeks ago.
That's right. He did say that. You know, there's Devontae Graham, who had a really good first few weeks of the season.
But then again, it's one of the things we said with Brad, is it good player, bad team?
Player, bad team. But they're number nine. We're not talking about last place team. They're number nine as we're talking about it in the East. And then you got Spencer Dinwiddie, who carried the Nets throughout the majority of that stretch. And they did, they had that, like, what, seven-game losing streak at the end. But they did well. And, dude, he was a Conference Player of the Month nominee both months so far.
Yeah.
He's been a nominee for Player of the Week, like, four times. I know the Hawks coach, I forget, was it Pierce? Anyways, he sucks, so whatever.
Like Lloyd Pierce, something like that?
Exactly. Yeah. So,
if your name's Lloyd, you're not going to work out.
he said it, though. He played like an all-star. He deserves it. I'd be fine with Dinwiddie getting. I don't think he's your prototypical all-star, but he's worked his ass off to get there. And I will admit, I have a little bit of a soft spot for him. I enjoy watching him work. For the Western Conference, LeBron James, again, these are Perks picks. LeBron James, Luka Doncic, obviously no-brainers. Harden, Kawhi, AD, Donovan Mitchell, Jokic, Rudy Gobert, Russell Westbrook, Brandon Ingram, and Chris Paul. And then y'all can fill in number 12. No Paul George, obviously one of the more notable ones there. Brandon Ingram being on there. I know the numbers are there, but you texted me about this the other day.
Yeah, I was watching LaVine and Ingram at the same time.
Oh, okay.
So great. They're playing at the same time, and they're similar age groups, similar skill set, all scoring, no passing, no rebounding, very little defense. And their trajectories are very similar. They're improving every single year.
So I'm curious for our listeners. You guys can reach out to us at 5OutPod or on Instagram if you want to do it privately, I guess, DM. But Ty asked me, who am I taking, Ingram or LaVine? I actually asked John Corrales this of Mass Live.
Did you really? What
he
you
was
say?
He was on my same page as me. He was taking Brandon Ingram.
Really?
Yes. You're taking LaVine.
I'll take the better shooter and better athlete 100 times out of 100. Production only from Brandon Ingram.
I think the other thing is he's younger, though.
He's 2 years younger. Two full years younger.
That's huge.
And no ACL tear.
And no ACL tear. But honestly,
LaVine, you would not even like remember that he had an ACL tear.
No. Dude, did you see that one he threw down against the Celtics?
He's a freak.
Oh, my God. Tatum had blocked two big shots, and he was like feeling himself at the rim. And then LaVine had one on the break, and he looked at him like, yeah, let's go. And
he's an angry dunker.
He is.
Like, he wants to break the rim.
He is. Looking at, though, at the Western Conference, is there anybody that you thought got snubbed off Perk's list that you, not counting the 12th spot, I guess, kind of tell spot, whatever. I can't log into my phone right now. That you think should have been on the list. Again, it's LeBron, Luka, Harden, Kawhi, AD, Donovan Mitchell, Jokic, Rudy Gobert, Russ, Brandon Ingram, CP3, which I think CP3 is as much of a lock as anybody on this list. What the Thunder have done, we'll get to them in the power rankings, but they've been outstanding. I love watching them play.
The guy I would switch out would be Russ, and I would take him out, and I would put Ja Morant in.
Okay. Well, you can also put Ja at 12, but yes.
Like, that was my pleasant surprise. We'll get to our power rankings, but like they were my worst team in the league going into this year.
Yeah, they were.
I just didn't know. I watched maybe like two games of Ja in college, like maybe like a game in the tournament, whatever. I didn't know much about him. I didn't think he'd be able to carry the team like he is. Mm-hmm. Jaren Jackson Jr. is playing very well. Like, that is like a legit team. Like, it's a
Clark's
good team.
Been a surprise.
Clark's been great. I mean, they've got some veteran guys that'll come off the bench for him. But
Valanciunas.
So I would replace Russ, and I'd put in Ja Morant and just slide everybody up. I have no problem with anyone else in that list. Like, CP3, like, you might think if you're not watching him this year, like, that's not an all-star. He is back to, like, 28-year-old Chris Paul now. It's unbelievable.
Crazy.
He's carrying the team on his back on certain nights. Mm-hmm. Well, he's got a good team.
On Monday night, Shea carried them. And we've been saying it for a while.
Yeah.
Because when they made that trade and everything, Sam Presti, who we got to see on the Woj pod,
the live
version before we had Woj on ourselves, the dude knows what the hell he's doing.
He does.
He runs into tough spots, and I guess he flies really close to the sun sometimes. Or no, that's not a good analogy. He can get really close, but he can never quite get there.
Yeah.
But he may have gotten there with Shea. Holy hell. What was that? 18 rebounds the other night? Something like that? I think it was crazy. But anyways, kid's a stud. So I don't know if I could put Shea in, but I'd like to see him in. Like, but I think Ja's the number 12 that I would put in.
The Grizzlies are the 8 seed. Like, that deserves one all-star. Like,
yeah.
For that team? Like,
for that team. 1,000%.
Do you have a problem with Gobert being on there?
I was a little bit surprised. Yeah, let me see. Where's the front court? So as of the last fan vote, it was LeBron, AD, Kawhi were the top three forwards. Then it was Paul George. Then it was Jokic. Then Kat was there. Kristaps, friggin' Melo was there. Brandon Ingram, and then Dwight Howard. Am I surprised to see Gobert there? I mean, coming from Perk, maybe a little bit. Yeah,
he's a guy who values big men. You know, shot blocking, which I think he might be the most elite rim protector in the league.
Yeah.
At that point, if he's
definitely,
if he's eliminating shots at the rim, like, that's a huge weapon. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it doesn't show up in this. I mean, it shows up in the blocks and stuff. But like, just to having the threat of Rudy Gobert at the rim, it's great for the Jazz. Like, they're what, 4-5 seed in the West right
now?
Yeah,
they've been
really good.
They've won 9 games in a row heading into their game against the Nets on Tuesday. So yeah, I'm not surprised is what I meant. I'm not that surprised with Perk that he would go and do that.
But no Cat, no Damian Lillard.
I mean, he likes, the thing is too, Perk likes Russ a lot. I don't know if I like Russ, but I don't know.
Doesn't like KD very much.
He loves KD. That was total BS.
Listen here, brother.
Oh yeah, did you hear how Chauncey talked on that whole thing?
Chauncey's
too?
Yeah.
He sounded terrible. Did we talk about that last week?
I think we may have watched it.
Okay, I can't remember if that happened. Okay, but honestly, the way Chauncey talked about Mark D'Amico from the Celtics, I was stunned. Like, it just made him sound like he was nobody. And it's like that. As much as I'm not a KD guy, I will say this: all his Twitter BS for everybody who hates it, him acknowledging what other people have to say, whether you're just a fan or you're or just a reporter or whatever, like, that's, he shows you like that your opinion matters. And I get it. Sometimes he gets petty over it. But whereas Chauncey goes and talks about a legitimate reporter who's been covering around the team for like 11 years, says, who is he? He's nobody.
He has a blue check mark. Yeah.
Perk knows him too.
Yeah.
So it's like, you're going to go and, like, that's my thing. Like, that's where I get it. Perk can't, you can't worry about what they have to say, but to just go and say, like, his opinion doesn't matter. That's the dude those are the people that, like, helped the basketball, like, develop the popularity that it's developed and everything. It's just, I don't know, not hypocritical. It's not the word I'm looking for, but I just, like, I wasn't a fan of how Chauncey handled the whole thing. But that's enough of that with the All-Star stuff. The All-Star voting is going to be decided on Monday after we're recording this. So that would be the 20th is when the fan vote comes out. And then 3 days later will be the reserves. So we'll probably touch on that again in some capacity, maybe a little bit more in depth the next time around. But we got to get to the power rankings, which, technically, the midseason mark, at least for the Celtics, is going to be on that same Monday. But we wanted to get out ahead of it a little bit because I don't think anything's really going to change for either of us at this point, Ty. So you, and obviously Matt is not here for this episode. Matt and I will be doing a bonus episode, I think, this week. We talked about it a little bit. But we have our lists. Matt gave us his top 15. You and I did the top 30. And we have the total aggregate score from our three scores that we did, our three power rankings that we did. Ugh, geez, freaking mouthful. All right. So I'll do, okay, actually, do you, you have your three tiers that you did. So you had 30 through 25 as you're unwatchable on League Pass tier.
Yeah, it was hard to describe it basically by not just saying the sucky tier, but I went with the unwatchable on League Pass tier. These are teams so bad that like you can't even find something interesting to watch with them.
So in the end, our aggregate score wound up working where it's right in lockstep. Well, no, there's a little bit of deviation. So the Warriors are 30, Hawks are 29, 28, the Cavs, you had them at 27. I had them flip-flopped. And then the Knicks are 27, who you had at 28. Then we have the Wizards at 26 and the Pistons at 25.
I hate watching all of those teams.
Yeah,
the Pistons are an embarrassment. Like, they have no plan. Like, they have, like, one guy who's, like, somewhat interesting, like, Dumbaya guy,
mm-hmm.
who's, like, kind of basically the next Pascal Siakam from somewhere in Africa, super long, athletic, shoots three sometimes.
You talking about the guy they just drafted?
Dumbaya, yeah.
Yes, he's okay. He just came up.
He just came up.
He was in the G League, I think. So is it Sequoia?
Yeah, it's, like, Siku Dumbaya. But he's super
Siku,
raw.
Yeah.
But like that's the only guy on their entire team worth watching. Like they're playing Markieff Morris and Derrick Rose, like serious minutes. Reggie Jackson, he's missing. Where's Reggie Jackson at? Like, MIA.
Did you see your boy Derrick Rose got fined $25K for
throwing a pen. Come on.
That's D. Rose. That's just D. Rose luck right there.
He just doesn't care.
He throws a freaking pen and he gets fined $25K.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It's Siko Dumbaya, and he went 15 overall.
He is literally the only guy I like watching out of this entire tier besides Trae Young. Like, the Wizards are nothing. I don't like watching them at all. Like, horrible ball movement. Throw it to Brad Beal or that's it.
Yeah, pretty much.
The Cavs and Knicks, no thank you. Hawks, it's only Trae Young, and that's it. And the Warriors are an embarrassment. They're a G League team.
Yeah, the Warriors are a G League team. And like I said, I wanted to put the Warriors at 29 because I'm so disappointed with how bad the Hawks have been. You actually had most surprising team and most disappointing team, and I did that as well. I actually have them as one of my two most disappointing teams, the Hawks, because I had them at like 22 or 24. Yeah. I know it's only so much of a drop, but I thought like they might be able to
fringe the top 10 pick, and Cam Reddish would do something and be a rotational player. He's a rotational player, don't get me wrong. He literally is doing nothing on the court.
But like, it's just, how does Trae Young, if he's so good, why isn't it translating into wins? Look, CP3 and the team they have now, I know Shea's better than what some people thought originally, or what some people expected who didn't see him in Los Angeles, but I mean, they're still in the West. That's still friggin' tough to do what they're doing.
It is.
If they were in the East, they'd be right there with everybody else. They probably would climb up the power rankings just because of that alone. But yeah, the Pistons have been a huge disappointment. Obviously, losing Blake for looks like the whole season.
There's no reason to play him at all. You're in the lottery. You're going to be in the lottery, a high lottery draft pick. Instead of getting number six, go for number two or three this time.
I think the way you titled this "Unwatchable on League Pass" here was perfect because there are times where, all right, I've seen the Celtics, I've watched the Nets, the teams that I have to watch. Who am I going to watch now? I try and watch another game a day at least. And sometimes that's in the middle of the day, so I'll go back and see, which one was a good one last night. But then I see a close score, and it's like, if it's the Pistons playing anybody or the Wizards playing anybody, it's like, even if it's the Lakers, like, I don't know if I want to watch that one.
No.
What am I going to learn from that game? Probably nothing, because the Wizards friggin' suck. There's no point in talking about them. So, I mean, did we say Beal was on with Perkins? I'm getting sidetracked. Sorry. Anyways, teams that think, I'm sorry, yeah, I'm stealing your thunder.
This is the second tier out of five.
Teams that think they can be good, but suck tier.
Teams that have a plan to be good and it's just not going well. They think they have a plan.
I think our number I'm looking at your list right now. The number 20 team on that list is perfect. Let me go back to the totals. So this would be number 24, the Charlotte Hornets, 23, the Pelicans, 22, the Bulls, 21, the T-Wolves, 20, the Kings, and then 19, the Phoenix Suns. Pulled away from your list. What did you have?
That was almost the exact same order.
Okay, yeah. So there's very little differences in these first few because the terrible teams.
I don't like watching the Hornets either, but they didn't deserve to be in that tier below the unwatchable and League Pass. They're kind of watchable, but not all that fun. Mm-hmm. The Pelicans are a team that clearly should be better.
Yeah, they should
be better. Lonzo's been out. Zion's been out the entire year. You bring both those guys back healthy. Adam with Brandon Ingram and Drew Holiday, who's missed some games here recently, too.
Mm-hmm.
Get all four of those guys healthy. That is a team who could clearly move up to the next tier and be a middle-of-the-pack NBA team and fight for an 8 seed if they played a full season healthy in the West.
Exactly.
They're not going to do it now because they're too far behind.
Well, they're second to last in the West or something like that, but they're tied with a bunch of teams. They're only... I say only. They're 10 games out of the eighth seed, which is a wide margin. We're coming up on the midway point, but that is not I don't think that's insurmountable. I don't think it's going to happen. I think it'll end up being the Grizzlies or the Spurs that end up taking that last spot.
Yeah.
But I couldn't go and put them at 20. What did we end up putting them at?
I had them at 24.
You had them at 24. The Pelicans, they ended up being 23. I had them at 22. That's part of why they got that bump. I just can't have them behind the Bulls and the Hornets, where their record is, I think they have the same record as the Hornets right now. And they're right. They're like a game ahead of the Bulls. As much as they're way down in the Western Conference. I just don't. I don't know. I like the Bulls. I like Coby White. Getting to see him live the other night was I was excited. I was texting you guys about it.
Got to watch Jim Boylan coach in person.
Well, that's another thing. But
I got 15 guys to develop.
Yeah, but Colby's we tweet out from the Five Out. Not tweet out. We shared it on the Five Out Pod Instagram account. Him working out pregame. But anyway, so that brings us
to find a weight room.
Yeah, he's very, very skinny. So we left off at the Suns at 19. So number 18, what is the
category? I complain about the Kings real fast?
Oh yeah, please.
I don't know what they're doing.
De'Aaron Fox comes back and they're nothing.
De'Aaron Fox comes back. Luke Walton might be the worst coach in the league. He is so bad. I watched them last night. They had a graphic, an all-time bad graphic, after three straight timeouts in the first quarter, in the second quarter, and the third quarter. 11-1 run, 11-0 run, 11-6 run. All in favor of the Magic, who are, like, statistically the worst road team in the NBA. Literally. So they're like 5-18 this year on the road. And they beat the Kings last night in Sacramento. They're horrible.
That's terrible.
They win everything at home in Orlando and lose everything on the road.
Ugh.
So, literally, the Kings broadcast threw up a graphic last night that they were outscored 31-8 after three timeouts.
Oh my!
By the Magic, Steve Clifford is just owning Luke Walton.
That's
all about out of timeout, play calls, defensive adjustments, game plans, all that stuff.
That's terrible.
I don't get it.
That's embarrassing.
31-8. Three timeouts.
That's wow. You know, we got asked about Fennis Dembo asked us on Twitter who's gonna be like the first coach to get fired, things like that. I think that
it should be Luke Walton.
When we get to, I think next week we may have to. Maybe like look at teams that need to reassess their situation, and you know we're doing power rankings now, but maybe we'll do some like mid-season rethinking things next week because I think that's something we got to look at.
Do you
at.
Remember that tweet I sent probably a month or two ago where I watched a full Kings game and Trevor Ariza did not score?
Oh yeah, yeah,
he didn't score again last night. I've watched two full Kings games this year from literally the tip to the end. It was TV2 last night besides the LSU-Clemson game.
Okay.
Kings Magic last night. Trevor Ariza. I'm pulling up the box score. I could have swore he played 34 minutes and did not score a single point.
34 minutes and you don't score 1 point? That's insane. What the hell? I mean, that Hayward played 22 and a half minutes against the Bulls and he didn't score. It took him a while to get going. But then he scored 8 points by the end of the night. But Trevor, you got to give me that number. I need to know how many minutes he played because that's crazy.
Ariza last night played 29 minutes. He did score 2 points. Oh. I missed a shot he made late in the game. So in 65 minutes of game action I've watched him this year, he has 2 points.
That's crazy.
He's shooting, too. It's not like he's not shooting. He does not want to be there. Like, he has no emotion in his face to turn over, whatever. He jogs back.
I can't believe they're a team that we thought might have been a.
They paid Trevor Ariza this offseason to come there. Like, why?
For all the people who say this stuff about Buddy Hield and how, you know, you want him over Jaylen Brown, I think Keith used to say that for a while, that he wishes that the Celtics.
Buddy Hield's a bum.
Dude. This is a bad look for him.
He has no IQ at all for basketball.
And I love De'Aaron Fox, but this doesn't look good on him either. No. Doesn't look good on any of these guys.
And Harrison
guys.
Barnes, I don't think in his life has ever missed a shot long. Everything hits the front of the rim. Every Harrison Barnes shot hits the front of the rim.
I never noticed that. I'm going to have to look for that.
Dude, he was missing left and right air balls last night. It was so bad. Like that team is just literally a definition of a collection of talent. And not a team.
That's a team that deserves to be in the most disappointing team
discussion.
They
have Bagley playing on a minutes limit, a minutes restriction. They brought him in like the third quarter for the first time. And they're like, oh, he's on a minutes restriction tonight. He's on 20 minutes. It's like, what? Why are you even playing him? You're telling me that like an extra 300 seconds on the court is not going to be good and going to put him past the limit? So he scored 18 points in 23 minutes last night. Luke Walton like didn't play him a lot in the fourth quarter.
They have no idea.
I just wanted to rant because that team is just...
That's worth
a
rant.
Hodgepodge of like no plan, like just throw five guys on the court together. It's very odd.
They're up there for most disappointing team because we thought they were like a borderline A team and they would take a step forward this year, everything like that. And
also, shout out to Corey Joseph, 22 minutes last night, one shot attempt, 0 points.
Nice. So that brings us to the next tier, which is fun to watch, but just not good enough tier, which actually is bringing us close to
middle of the pack.
I have this into two tiers, one where it's teams that can make the playoffs, and then one that can possibly steal a series at least in the playoffs, and then one that has no chance. That's just where it's a very like broad pairing.
That's 14 through 18 for you, your teams.
It's actually 17 and above, and I'll explain in a second. So for us, we have 18 the Blazers, 17 the Nets, 16 the Magic, and then Matt gets brought into this at number 15, the Grizzlies, and then number 14 the Spurs. Now, my team that could possibly steal a postseason series starts with my number 17, the Blazers, then it goes the Nets, then we get into the Grizzlies. I think it would be asking a lot for some of those teams to do it, but if Kyrie goes out of his mind and if everything's going right for the Nets, same thing for the Blazers, obviously they were not supposed to be this great team coming into the year, and then what do they do against the Thunder? So I'm just saying they could steal the series. I don't take them seriously as a contender. So again, it's broad, but it's right. Teams I'm interested in. Like you said, what is it? They're fun to watch, but they're just not there. I think that's a good way to put it. Some of these teams.
Yeah, so I don't think those three teams would be able to steal a playoff game or you said a game or a series?
Series.
Series I don't think would be possible. Game, anyone could do that.
Yeah.
A series, I don't think so, because those teams where we have them power ranked would be like the 7 or 8 seed in each playoff. So that basically betting against like the Clippers or the Lakers to lose. Or
that's a fair point.
Celtics or Bucks. I probably wouldn't put it at this point. The Magic, though, you mentioned them at what, 17 or 18?
I'm
at 14.
You had them at 14.
The Magic are legit a good team.
They're 16 on our list because I have them at 18. I don't like them.
They're good at home. They're damn good at home. They can beat anybody at home. Like, Vucevic is, like, legit.
He is legit.
He's super smart. He rebounds the hell out of the ball. He could shoot threes.
Fultz has gotten a lot better,
too. Fultz is now shooting threes, which is, like, wow.
Who would have thought that Fultz would have passed... I don't know if I want to say he's past Simmons. This is a three-point shooter he has.
Oh, clearly.
But, I mean, in
he's
general...
He's actually shooting three-pointers.
In general, right now, Ty, if you could have Simmons or Fultz, who are you taking on your team?
I think the ceiling for Markelle Fultz could still be higher despite all the ridiculous shit that's happened to him in his career.
Wow.
I think Ben Simmons is exactly who he's going to be for the next 5 years. I don't think he's going to get any better.
I mean, he's been around enough where you would think he starts taking threes, and he hasn't.
You hear about it in open gyms and the willingness to do it in practice and stuff. You just don't see, like, he's scared to do it in games.
He doesn't have that killer.
He's legit scared. It's never going to happen. And he's probably shooting with the wrong hand. So I'm going to take a guy who is showing progress, learning how to reshoot the ball, and probably is a better athlete. Like, he's not nearly the physical gifts that Ben Simmons has. Ben Simmons is, what, 6'6"?
Yeah, he's got the length and everything like that. He's a physical specimen.
And he can guard many different positions on defense where Markelle Fultz can't do that. But offensively, I do think that Markelle has a chance to be better than Ben.
Yeah, Ben Simmons is, I'm seeing right here, 6'10". I thought he was 6'9".
Ben Simmons is a threat offensively because he overpowers whoever's guarding, usually a undersized player compared to him.
He's a great passer too.
Yeah.
But the thing is that he can get tentative on offense. And I read about Gordon Hayward doing it like on EEI.com where he gets tentative and then it has an impact on how he is as a facilitator and all that stuff. But Hayward's not half as bad as Simmons can be. I mean, he goes at the rim and it's like he's driving to the paint. And I swear to God, he doesn't even look at the friggin' rim. He's just thinking pass first the entire way. And sometimes that's all right, but he does it way too much. That being said, I still don't know if I'm ready to go with Fultz. I appreciate your balls.
It's a long way to go.
It is. But you might be right, though, that Simmons... I mean, the thing is, if Simmons becomes more aggressive driving and looking for his shot when he drives...
Fultz is always looking to distribute the ball. Like, Fultz does. He's got a good mind for the game. Like, he was making some passes last night against the Kings that were like, whoa.
Mm.
Like, there's only one guy on the court who could do that.
But Fultz, I don't think, is ever going to be... I mean, like, Fultz can fucking yam, but... I mean, I'm getting a little excited over here. But Fultz can yam. But, I mean, Simmons is just such a physical force that he's going to be better... He should be better at getting to the rim. And None of the three of us are Simmons guys, but I have a tough time saying Fultz still. It could happen, though. I could be changed. Like, by the end of the year, I could see myself changing.
You have Fultz, you have Aaron Gordon, you have...
I still don't like the Magic. That doesn't change that.
No,
I don't.
See, I think you have to put him ahead of, like, the Nets.
I don't take
And especially the Trailblazers, who are, like, in a free fall right now.
You're right. Yeah, that's me. I'll admit, that's me putting...
That free fall has only been, like, literally 2 weeks.
They're ahead of them right now on the list still, technically. Actually, I think I have them ahead of my list anyways. No, I don't. I have the Magic and then the Blazers. That's me being biased. I'll admit, that's me being biased.
So that brings us to our top 13?
It works out for the whole list anyways because the Magic are still ahead. So 15, which again is where Matt factored in, is the Grizzlies, and then the Spurs are at number 14 who have climbed up. The Grizzlies, honestly, my two favorite teams to watch are number 15, the Grizzlies, and then our number 13 team because it's just – I like that team that's good, but they need to go and give that full effort in order to compete with these awesome teams.
It's frustrating because you don't see that every night.
Exactly. Yeah. But these two teams do it. And what tier is that for you, Ty, starting at 13?
Number 13 is the first team in my need to get healthy or at a peace tier.
Okay.
Very wordy.
Very specific. You are a wordsmith, if nothing else. So 13 through 8 fall under this category. So we have the Thunder, the Pacers, the Sixers, the Mavericks bring us into our top 10, then the Toronto Raptors, and then the Miami Heat are the number 8 team. The Sixers, Matt had them, just so everybody can know where he stands on all this.
They stink on the road. My God, talk about the Magic on the road. The Sixers are horrible.
They're horrible on the road. I had the Sixers higher than anybody. I had them at 9. Matt had them at 11. You had them at 12?
I had them at 12, yeah.
You had them at 12. I think I was a little I'll admit, I was a little generous to them. Embiid, when he gets after it on any given night, he's pretty much impossible to stop.
You're right.
That's my only thing. But yes, they've been a huge disappointment. Anybody who looks like Charles Barkley, right? Now, actually, I'm saying all this, and then they go and beat the Celtics without Joel Embiid. I don't care that it was on the second half of a back-to-back because I started hearing that from people. There's no Joel Embiid. You should be able to still beat them. Not, you know what? If you lose at the buzzer, okay. Then you can start using the second half of the back-to-back. You lost by double digits that night. That is unacceptable. That can't happen. So I think that's why I still have the Sixers as high as I do. But when, like, Charles Barkley goes and says, oh, you know, the Sixers are – it's the Sixers and the Bucks in the East, and that's it. I mean, if the Celtics don't take that personally, I don't know what's going to –
They would not be favored in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to give them that extra edge, but I mean, the Bucks are another hurdle in themselves too. But the Heat too are another one. They've been, I think, did you have them as your surprise team?
I had them at 6. They're my elite tier at the top.
The
Heat.
No, but I meant they were my surprise team.
Yeah. I didn't expect Tyler Hero to be like that legit. Like,
or Duncan Robinson.
Duncan Robinson's like a revelation. Like, where the hell did he come from?
Out of nowhere. Came from the Noonan Nation tournament.
Bam Adebayo blocks everything. Jimmy Butler's clutch, like, down the stretch for them. They have really good pieces. They have Goran Dragic off the bench.
Did we tell you that, though?
What?
That Matt, so you know how Matt puts on that tournament in Maine that I tend to help him out with? I do very minimal to help him, but he does. It's the Noonan Nation tournament. He does it over the summer. It gets filled up by people from Maine, New Hampshire, Mass, whatever. And one of the people that's played in it over the past few years has been Duncan Robinson.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if he was there this past year.
Destroying everybody?
I don't think he was doing what he's doing now, but he was far superior to everybody else.
Clearly a pro versus amateur.
Oh, yeah. I saw him. I don't think I saw him this past summer, but he was there 2 summers ago.
Yeah.
It was just when I see him doing what he's doing now, like, that's the same freaking guy. But yeah, it is. So you had him as your number 6.
Where do you guys have him?
I had the Heat as my number 7. And I think Matt had him at, where did Matt had him at 8. So they fell at our number 8. But that's also, like, when we rank them like that, then I do the score. Right. So that's how it impacts things. So that brings us to the cream of the crop tier, right?
Cream of the crop tier, yep.
Okay. So.
Best 7 teams in the league,
best
in my
7
opinion.
Teams in the league. And you had the Heat in there as we did our aggregate score. 7, the Utah Jazz. Number 6, the Denver Nuggets. Number 5, the Houston Rockets. Number 4, the Celtics. 3, Clippers. 2, Lakers. And then 1, the Bucks. I was trying to build a little suspense there. We all had the Bucks at number 1. I had the Lakers at 2. You did or didn't?
I did. I had the Celtics at 3.
Matt had the Lakers at 3 and had the Clippers at 2. You and I both had the Clippers. Actually, I had the Clippers 3.
So Matt doesn't have the Celtics in his top 3?
No, I don't either.
Really?
We both have them at 4.
See, I couldn't put the Clippers ahead of them. Clippers have been more disappointing. They've had injuries. But yeah. So the Celtics, and the Celtics have been better when they've had those injuries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
whereas the Clippers have lost to like some bad teams like at home. And like they didn't even play the Lakers very well when they played them.
No, I actually wanted to put the Lakers as my number one, but there have been like 3 quality losses that they've dropped lately. I couldn't put them, can't put them ahead of the Bucks right now. But the problem is, Ty, it's not just about the standings. It's not just about, like, it's also about what do they have and what, like, can those guys still play to their capabilities? And I mean, with the Clippers, as far as we know, yeah, they still can. I just can't look at them and say that they drop out of my top 3 when I know they have Kawhi, who regular season.
Well, these power rankings are about the first half of the season. It's not about like, oh, I think this team's going to go on a title run because they have all the pieces. They're going to put it together. Like, I would have put the Trail Blazers at like 12 if I was like, oh, well, they're going to put it together. This is the talent they have. Like,
You would?
You have that much
faith in them, though, I'm saying? That they're going to turn around?
They're probably at 12 like 3 weeks ago, but they've lost like 14 of their last 16 or something ridiculous like that. So, like, they're a team whose ceiling is way, like, the margin between their ceiling and their floor is like a huge gap. Like, they shouldn't be there.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, like, they're a team who, without 2 weeks of bad basketball, would be a top 10, top 12 team in the league.
Yeah. Yeah, they just, they're as good as the
Thunder and the Sixers.
Yes, but they're very hot and cold. Like, they're very hot. The Sixers, like, that's
right.
The thing, I think, like, the Thunder, it's like they lose certain games that we would think they might lose, and then they win some games that we don't think they would win. That's why they're there, but the Sixers and the Blazers are two that it's just, yeah, they're, I think that's a good comp to one another. But yeah, no, I get what you're saying, but I mean, I always factor in looking forward too, and how seriously I take that team. The Blazers, I don't know. I mean, the thing is, Kawhi's proven. He is. I mean, he is a proven player.
You know what you're getting.
And Lou is unflappable. And Paul George is, I mean, if he's not the number one, that makes a pretty big difference.
And Montrezl Harrell, like, gets no love. Like, when people talk about the Clippers, like, he is so good. He does everything for them. Dirty work, rebounds, pick and roll. Like, he's great in the role.
Speaking of him, he loves him, but he also says that they need to add another big.
The Clippers?
The Clippers.
Now, bring back Boban.
The one that was interesting to me that jumped up was the Rockets. So you had them at number 7.
Yep.
Who you had at number 2 team at the beginning of the year, number 3, something like that?
I think two or three.
So you had them at 7. Matt had them at number 6. And then I had him at number 5. And they wound up at 5. Okay, yeah. Matt had the Jazz at his. So this was Matt's top 15, just so everybody knows. Bucks, Clippers, Lakers, Celtics, Jazz, Rockets, Nuggets, Heat, Raptors, Mavs, Sixers, Pacers, Thunder, Spurs, and Grizzlies. There were a few we were all in lockstep in. The one that stood out to me that I was glad we were all kind of on the same page, well, you had the Nuggets a little bit higher than Matt and I did.
The Nuggets' record in the first half has been great.
Yes, they're the number 2 right team in the.
They don't
West?
Lose to bad teams. They've lost to the elite teams, the cream of the crop tier team.
That's
but
my problem.
That's the problem, you know.
Yeah, but I'm surprised you had them at 4, though.
Well, like almost all 12 of their losses are to like great teams. So,
but I mean, if you're not beating those good teams, how seriously can you take them as a top 4 team in the league? I mean, again, it's not like they're bums. I mean, 6 is still very good.
Well, every team below them's lost more games. And if we're going by standings, I mean, that's a simple way to do it, but they have like 11 losses this year, 12.
My thing is, though, with the NBA, it's you know that the good teams will drop one out of nowhere, and it's just like, huh? But when it comes to those big games, like usually, like look at when the Celtics and the Clippers play, I think that's one of the best games we've seen all season. They got after it. It was like a playoff game. Like,
yeah.
Bev's out there going out of his mind. I don't know. I had the Clippers actually way down. I had them at 8, and they probably would have been a little bit higher. Matt, what did I say Matt had them at? He had him like looking at Matt's on my phone. He had him at 7. No, he and I were in the same ballpark. Anyway, so surprise team, you had the Heat. Most disappointing team, you had the
Blazers.
The Blazers. I had as my disappointing teams the Blazers as well and the Hawks. I think the Kings deserve to be in that conversation as well. My surprise team is the team that I probably enjoy talking about most, the Memphis Grizzlies. Obviously, they have Brandon Clark too. I mean, the fact that they, because I have to follow them to some extent because of the Grizzlies pick, right? That update every Tuesday for EI.com. And I can't believe it. The last like 4 weeks it's been, I think the headlines have gone to Ja Morant's back and it's not good for the Celtics. The pick's not where the Celtics want it to be. The Celtics might not even get a lottery pick. The Celtics should consider trading it. And now it's, this week's headline was Celtics pick would not be a lottery pick selection.
They might not even get a top 15 pick now. It's ridiculous.
No, it's crazy. It's crazy, but I love it. The Grizzlies are a fun team to watch. Like you said, Ja Morant, put him in the freaking All-Star game. Please, someone do it. Was there anything else? I mean, I don't know if I feel like we've gone quicker than normal. Am I wrong?
Yeah, we just did the rankings this week. You know, not a whole lot of audio or nothing really to react to.
Oh, guess what?
We can talk about the WNBA.
Alex Cora just got fired by the Red Sox.
Did he really?
I swear to God, yeah. I just saw it right now. He just got fired. I don't know if the suspension came out, but he just got fired by the Red Sox. That is nuts. Well,
not great.
That's freaking crazy, man.
Wow. Breaking news.
I cannot believe they didn't even wait for him. They didn't even wait for it to come out. I mean, because I'm not seeing anything. I know. Wow. This is something else. I'll tell you what. Yep. Alex Cora fired.
Who's the next NBA coach to be fired?
It's going to be Luke Walton.
It should be Luke Walton.
Yes.
He doesn't have a plan. Like, it's blatantly obvious.
Yeah. I think we should do some serious like mid-season reassessments.
I mean, it should clearly be my guy Jim Boylan first, and then Luke Walton.
It's not going to happen, though. He's committed to the process. He's going to get everybody.
I got 15
better guys
to develop.
Yes, and I think the Bulls organization they do a fine job over there, so they're going to keep.
You see that Perk had Billy Perkins, Billy Donovan as his coach of the year so far.
Yes, I think that actually that's good. That's a good point. I think Donovan is worth consideration, but I give it a Spoelstra, man.
Spoelstra should get it.
Yeah,
Spoelstra. Nobody was talking about that team as a top 10 team.
Hell no.
I had him at 6 this week for the midseason power rankings.
Yeah, hell no. Yeah, no one had him where they are now. Spoelstra deserves it 1,000%. I know Butler's been good and some of these guys, but I mean, Spoelstra's proven. And I know you're factoring in what they do this season, but Spoelstra has proven that he is an elite coach for sure. And I mean, Donovan, the thing is, if he loses out to Donovan, I would understand that too, because again, a lot of people. I had the Thunder as my number 18 team going into the year. Matt had him at 17. You had him, I think, at 20 because I did look that over.
Yeah.
And so I think that most people had him below us though, and that was a team I wish I had said they might end up being a little bit higher. I know I said it at the beginning of the year. Don't sleep on the Thunder, but my power ranking didn't prove that. So. Billy Donovan definitely worth consideration for that as well. But I think with that news, you and I,
I kind of have some work to do. Apparently,
yes, we got our hands full with the Cora firing. Jeez, man, what a world we live in. But anyways, we will talk to you guys again next week. Keep an eye out for a bonus episode.
What it do, baby?
Yeah, you already know.
I'm just trying to be alright with it. Yeah, I'm just trying to be alright with it. Yeah. I'm just tryna see the light in it. I think we should take a ride with it. I'm just tryna spend the night with it. I just wanna be alright with it. I'm just tryna see the light in it. I think we should take a ride with it. Hey, I got no resolutions, I'm just hoping for some.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.